When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
Hola. So I'm a commercial electrician, and I have literally put my hands on 350 KC mil wire going into a transformer underground in Seattle and Bellevue while it was live to get it put back where it's supposed to be.
This one isn't so much a talent that he can do as much as this is something that he has done that not a whole lot of other people have done.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What happens when you do that?
It is a talent because, like, you have to not die.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So did you know this, like, the day before that you had to do this?
No, it's usually, like, I'll get a call and be like, hey, we need to go into a vault underneath the sidewalk in front of Macy's on 3rd Avenue in downtown.
That's dangerous enough.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's like, okay. And then on top of that, I've done all the wiring at, like, SeaTac Airport, Boeing Field. They're all 5,000-volt circuits for the runway and taxiway lighting. And you have to do it at night. And they run on what's called constant current regulators. So basically, like, you're pulling wires out of the ground that are running on 5,000 volts.
I'm assuming that's one of the more higher paying electrical jobs you can have.
Yeah, I typically, like, for one of my contracts, I'm at like $110 an hour.
Damn.
All right. Okay, have you ever cut? Have you ever almost? Have you ever? What's the worst you've gotten zapped?
So I was doing when I was an apprentice years ago. I was working on 1201 3rd Avenue, and we had to do what you have to do. What's called cover inspection, where the inspector is going to come in and make sure everything's closed up and neat and tidy and whatnot. And I was stuffing wires into a box. Like I said, I was still an apprentice at the time. And it was a stranded wire, and it poked through my glove into the palm of my hand, and it was 277 volts. And, like, my toes curled up, and I literally slid straight down my A-frame ladder, and the dude that I was working with was like, "You good?" And I was like, "What the hell just happened?"
You good, man?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Hey, how many times a year do you get a call from a family member or friend asking for your help to do something in their house?
Oh, goodness. Once a month?
Okay. That sounds about
what
right.
What is it typically? Is it like a ceiling fan or like breaker work? What are you doing?
I mean, mostly it's like either ceiling fans or lights. I did have a call where they wanted me to replace the entire frickin' panel in their house.
You know, hey, you know how to do this,
I'll give you a sixer, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, basically their panel was from the 70s, and it was in a like a manufactured home, so they didn't have a main breaker, but they wanted to install a generator. So he was like, "Yeah, you can just come over here and rip this thing out of the wall and put a whole new one in, right?" I was like, what?
On a Saturday?
What did you get for your trouble?
I was just like, dude, you have no idea. Like, you have to buy the panel. We're going to have to cut the whole dang wall open. Like, I mean, like, it's not like a two-hour thing where I'm just going to...
Hey, man, that ain't no Salisbury steak right there. It's a hungry man. They put one more slice in there. I got you that one.
See, just hearing him makes me glad that I have no skill of value.
Useful or not, what can you do the most people can? 206-803-ROCK.
I couldn't even babysit your kids. Hello, Rochelle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
So, Rochelle, what can you do?
Yeah, I wouldn't say much of a talent, but in sixth grade, we went on a field trip to Canada, and I had to memorize
the Canadian national anthem, and I can't remember what I had for breakfast, but I can still remember that.
Okay. So when you watch hockey, when you're watching the Blue Jays play, you know, you can, or you know, any international events, you can sing along.
Yep, you got it.
Okay. All I know is, oh, Canada.
Our home and native.
Yeah,
so I know.
Yeah.
What are the words?
All of them? You want me to say all of them?
Yeah, sing it for
us. I just know how it ends.
All right. Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all thy sons command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north, strong and free, from far and wide. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Awesome.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Kraken's Live. Ladies and gentlemen, you're a Seattle Kraken.
I know the last two lines because I used to play NHL 99 all the time on my computer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. As the Canadian national teams. They were awesome.
Here's a fun story. The guy that used to own the PI back in the day, he was a bartender downtown near Key Arena. He was also like an opera singer. He was a guy who was a classically trained singer named Bob. And Bob, sometimes the person who was supposed to sing the national anthem, sometimes they would run over. Bob was on the clock. They would run to the bar where he was working. Bob, we need you.
Really?
He would run across the street to Key Arena, and it didn't matter if the Sonics were playing the Toronto Raptors, he'd sing both songs. He'd just go out there, and then he would take his bib off, then run back across the street, put his bib on, and get right back to bartending.
Damn. That's pretty cool, man.
That's what I thought. I was like, that is awesome. There's always someone in your town that can sing that song, and should be able to if you've got a professional
that's
team.
That's badass.
Useful or not, what can you do the most people can? 206-803-ROD. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Derek. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hola!
Hola. So it's kind of annoying, and it annoys my family, but I can do a pretty good elk call from just a bleat to kind of a vocal bugle just with the mouth, no reed.
All right.
Nice.
Now, will this, as you said, a call, you can actually hearken a elk to come your way, to come hither?
Yeah, so when I was when I was siding houses in Suncadia over on the east side, I proved it to some of the guys I was working with, and bulls would be out in the golf course, and I've actually had them split from the cows and venture over and come see what's going on.
Uh-oh. So you got a good,
seems like a bad
you,
idea.
You got a good looking elk call. You're like a good female, good looking elk call.
That's right.
So is it different than the male, the call?
Well, no. So you're pretty much doing somewhat of a male call. You can do like a cow bleat. And then also what you'd call the bull bugle. And typically you'd have a horn, like an actual bugle you'd be going into to make it echo and carry further and sound more raspier. But I just do it with my mouth. And I've used it hunting, and I've had little spikes come and pop up and see what's going on. And
Is it because they want to kick your ass, or is it because they want to, get sweet?
If there's another dude around, then typically there's more girls. If there's a guy around, it's like, hey, that guy must be around. He's trying to,
He's getting in on your action.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's watching you through the window. Can you give us a bugle call?
There's a lot of different reasons. So.
Can you give us a call?
Yeah, give us the bull.
All right. So I'll start out with the bleat, and then I'll work up into a bugle here.
All right.
So. That's more of a cow. Bulls will do that too, and then they'll kind of slowly break into a. I have no idea how that sounds over the phone, but in my truck it sounds pretty badass.
Well, there's an elk in our studio.
Yeah. You have no idea the destruction an elk can do on a golf course.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.